This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
707 at WCHL, 57 chilly degrees this morning. Not quite as cool as it has been the last couple of mornings. Partly sunny today, high today about 80 degrees. Really nice weather. And in fact, a 50-50 chance of rain Saturday and Sunday coming up. A woman died last night after being hit by a car near the intersection of Fordham Boulevard and South Estes Drive. Chapel Hill police say that Lisa Renee Baldwin, 41, of Chapel Hill, was walking when she was hit shortly before 8:30 p.m. Baldwin died at the scene of injuries related to the accident. WCHL will have more on this story as details become available. A source tells WCHL News that Dillard's is leaving University Mall. We also understand that University Mall is in negotiations with a non-retail store to replace it. Currently, Dillard's is the only department store in Chapel Hill providing a sizable source of sales tax. It's also one of the few places to buy clothing. There was a proposal to relocate the Chapel Hill Public Library there until town staff recalculated and found it would have been more costly than they had originally thought. A University Mall spokeswoman denied the claim, and General Manager Peter DeLeon has not returned phone calls. Orange County Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass will not be running for re-election in 2014. And three candidates have already announced their intentions to run for sheriff. Charles Blackwood, Larry Fawcett, and Andy Cagle say they will run for the Orange County Sheriff's position. Larry Fawcett is 56, a native of Orange County. He served with the sheriff's office for 30 years until retiring in 2009. His last rank was captain of investigation, and he oversaw the district school's resource officers. Fawcett says that he wants to keep the people of a developing Orange County safe and maintain the community feeling with which he grew up.
Well, I feel that I want to keep the tradition going and keeping people safe. I want to keep the tradition going as being a sheriff that you are here for the people, and you, I want to give something back to the people. Not that I hadn't given anything already, but I want to keep giving that back to Orange County and being part of this community, and I want to keep that family feeling. And I think this is what Orange County is all about.
Once again, that is Larry Fawcett. Andy Cagle, 46, was born in Carter County, Tennessee, but he's been living here in Orange County since 1985. Cagle owns a local business and used to travel in a music circuit, where he says he was able to see different lifestyles and learn how to see from different angles. Bringing his new perspective, Cagle says he wants to be there for the people of Orange County and reach out a helping hand.
I want to stand up to be there, like to make sure, you know, people's rights are protected, make sure this county, like, to remain a safe place for the citizens and for the visitors, like, to come through this county.
That is Andy Cagle. Charles Blackwood is 53 years old. He's a native of Orange County. He retired as major of operations for the Orange County Sheriff's Department. After 32 years of service, Blackwood worked directly under current Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass and has experience coordinating the different operations of the Sheriff's Department. Blackwood spent most of his time working for the Civil Process Unit, where he gained most of his expertise. Blackwood says that as sheriff, he would challenge the current officers to work at their fullest potential.
I absolutely have some plans for change. The first thing I really want to key in on is that the agency is full of well-trained individuals who have yet to be challenged to their capabilities. And I want to change the culture of the agency from the inside, and I want to see the officers that are there working to their potential. I think they deserve it, and I know the county deserves it.
Once again, that is Charles Blackwood. All three potential candidates for sheriff are Democrats. The filing period for state midterm elections comes up February 10th through 28th. New sidewalks and bike lanes could be coming to the town of Carborough. The upgrades are meant to improve access to four transit stops across town. It's something that many neighbors have been saying would make the town safer. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
One of the reasons that we were so pleased to move to Carborough is because it seemed like an urban environment in a small town where we can walk everywhere, bike to work and school, except it's not so easy to walk.
That's UNC professor Kurt Gray. He lives on South Greensboro Street and said that creating more sidewalks in the town has been a long-time desire for many of his neighbors. Four sites were given priority for the improvements at Tuesday's Board of Aldermen meeting. South Greensboro Street was at the top of that list, followed by Estes Drive, West Main Street, and Old Fayetteville Road. Board member Jacqueline Gist said that many Carrboro residents depend on walking, biking, and using the transit system as opposed to driving as their main mode of transportation.
I'd like us in making these decisions to think about having the best impact on folks for whom public transportation and their feet and wheels are the primary form of transportation that they can afford.
Mayor Mark Chilton said he supported the initiative, but said that he was concerned that installing sidewalks on the west side of South Greensboro Street might upset some neighbors.
One of the issues is that for some of the houses on the west side, the sidewalk, you know, would end up being very close to their front door when it is eventually built.
Jeff Brubaker, the town's transportation planner, said that funding for the improvements will come from the half-cent sales tax, which was approved by voters in November of last year. Revenues from the tax are allocated in accordance with the bus and rail investment plan in Orange County. It is an interlocal agreement between the town of Carrboro, Orange County, Triangle Transit, and the Durham-Chapel Hill-Carrboro Metropolitan Planning Organization. Revenues allocated through the bus and rail investment plan have already resulted in improvements for the Chapel Hill transit system, according to Brubaker. Town staff will present the list of four suggested sites for improved access to the Triangle Transit Board of Directors on September 25th. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina State House Representative Valerie Fushi represents District 50 for a few more days until she's sworn in as the state senator for District 23. On Friday, Governor Pat McCrory signed the recommendation made by the Senate committee, made up of two representatives from Orange County and one from Chatham County. With a signed order, Representative Fushi will take former Senator Ellie Kinnaird's seat in the Senate. With the state legislature not returning to the short session until May, the greatest thing this process sets in motion is the filling of Representative Fushi's seat in the House. Three people from Orange County, businessman Tommy McNeil, Chapel Hill Town Council member Lauren Eastham, and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Administrator Greg Meyer have already announced their intention to seek the seat. Others have been rumored to want the position but have not formally announced. On Wednesday, Orange County Democratic Party Chair Matt Hughes announced he will not seek the House 50 seat despite contemplating the option. With Meyer's intention to take Representative Fushi's place, this process will have to be much like the one that filled the Senate seat, as Meyer was one of the two members of the selection committee from Orange. There are also two members from Durham. Before the next representative is chosen, the committee will have to be filled, especially since Orange County has a majority of the votes again. The next step of the process is for Valerie Fushi to resign from the House. Then she can get sworn into the Senate. Her campaign manager, Evan Degnan, told the Durham Herald-Sun that all of that should happen next week. Michael Talbert has been named interim county manager. He served as assistant county manager since 2011. Talbert told WCHL that he doesn't plan to apply for the position on a permanent basis.
Well, I'm excited about the opportunity. I think it's obviously an opportunity for me to keep going in the initiatives the board already has underway and move forward with their goals for the next 6 months and hopefully provide some stability as they search for a new manager.
Barry Jacobs, chair of the Orange County Commissioners, said Talbert's experience made him the right person for the position.
We had several really good candidates, and we were fortunate to have two outstanding internal candidates. We decided to ask Mr. Talbert to serve the citizens of Orange County as the interim manager from now until we hire a permanent manager.
The announcement was made at Tuesday night's board meeting. Frank Clifton, who's been the county manager since 2009, said back in June that he would be stepping down effective September 29th. The Board of Commissioners will begin meeting with consulting firms next month to assist in the county manager search process.
We have the benefit by having someone we already know and trust to be able to take our time and make sure that we get the right person for the permanent position.
Jacob said there were three candidates for the interim position, one of whom was from outside Orange County. He said the other internal candidate had strong qualifications and will be able to apply for the permanent position. Jacob said Talbert assumed the leadership role for the county on several assignments, including a seat on the Rogers Road Task Force and as a staff liaison to help in improving infrastructure upgrades in the Emergency Services Department.
He's a deliberate, unassuming, intelligent, knowledgeable person for whom we have assigned some of the most difficult tasks.
Talbert joined the county's administrative team back in 2010 with experience in financial services and management, and also served as the finance director of Catawba County, and he was the county manager of Polk County, both in North Carolina. We'll talk about the Central West Planning Group. That is on the way next on WCHL. It's 7:17. Time for Traffic and Weather Together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Rand Northam not here this morning, but Rachel Nash filling in quite capably in the newsroom. And Rachel has this morning's traffic report.
Good news. No accidents to report so far this morning on NC 54, 15501, I-40, or the Durham Freeway. But if you do see anything throughout your morning commute or the rest of the day, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
We appreciate your being back there, all the stuff you've been doing. Rachel got here about an hour before I did this morning, getting ready for the day. So, Rachel Nash, reporting on traffic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. If you listen, if you're looking for a place to have lunch today, stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats, all delicious, and lots of great sides. My favorite is the tomato and cucumber. Dickey's Barbecue Pit in Durham up Mount Moriah Road. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 56 in Carborough, also 56 this morning in Hillsboro. A little bit chilly, but not quite as chilly as yesterday. Partly sunny today, high this afternoon, 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s, just a little bit breezy. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. On Saturday, unfortunately, we'll have a 50-50 chance of rain all day. Same goes for Saturday night. And on Sunday, we'll have a 40% chance of rain. So, looks like it could be a wet weekend.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
7:19 at WCHL, your chance to listen in on and possibly weigh in on plans for development in the area of town deemed Central West returns tonight. Tonight's meeting is scheduled to involve integrating feedback and refining the plan, with a completed draft plan scheduled to go to the planning board on October 1st. Some believe time is running out if the committee is to listen to what the public has to say, and this has been quite controversial. Last week, an estimated 200 people showed up at the public information meeting in which they were able to view the four proposed maps of that area. There was a separate group that set up outside with the fifth map they said should be included in consideration. Concerns with the first four maps included heavy traffic and an unsafe condition for the school zones due to the traffic. Central West co-chair Amy Ryan has reportedly agreed to put that alternate plan on the agenda for tonight. Now, tonight's meeting is scheduled for 6 until 9 p.m. on Millhouse Road. Members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board will meet tonight to discuss how to improve aging school facilities. Many schools in the area are more than 40 years old. Others are at full capacity, requiring multiple mobile classrooms on site to accommodate all students. A study of 10 of the district's oldest schools show most need a full overhaul of the lighting, heating, and air conditioning systems. Board members will receive a report on conditions throughout the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District and discuss how to plan and fund repairs. The board will also hear a presentation of the state's new Read to Achieve program, which goes into effect this year. The school board will meet tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. WCHL News Time is 7:21. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Ron Stutz. UNC women's soccer team dropped its second straight match on Wednesday night against league rival Florida State by an all-too-familiar 1-0 margin. The Seminoles have beaten the Tar Heels the last three times they played by that same score. Now, whenever the Tar Heel women's soccer team loses a match, that is cause for alarm. But if they lose two in a row, that is unheard of. The Tar Heels hot shot the Seminoles 17-10 and had an edge in corner kicks 8-2 last night. But another loss befell the reeling UNC team that seemed to have everything clicking in high gear. Just a week ago, they were ranked number one in the country. That is no more. The deciding goal came late in the game after the Tar Heels were called for a handball near midfield. On the restart, Florida State pounced on the Carolina mistake as Jamia Fields scored for the Seminoles from 18 yards out on the right side to 7:37 left before the end of regulation. It's a puzzling time for the Carolina team. They have outshot Notre Dame and FSU 35-15 in the last couple of games, but dropped back-to-back 1-0 decisions. Tar Heels will look to solve their offensive woes on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock against Miami, another conference matchup. You can read the story and follow all the latest on Carolina women's soccer on our website at chapelboro.com. And, of course, everybody's been talking about the football game coming up on Saturday. The highly anticipated Atlantic Coast Conference opener for the UNC football team kicks off at noon on Saturday. Yes, another early game, this one down in Atlanta. And although the defensive questions for the Tar Heels are mounting with that unusual Georgia Tech attack, the offense will shoulder a lot of the burden as well. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the story.
We are just 2 days out from the Tar Heels taking on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in Atlanta. The pressing question in most observers' minds is how the UNC defense will handle the rare triple option attack. And UNC offensive coordinator Blake Anderson says he can't help but admire the fundamentally sound scheme that Yellow Jacket head coach Paul Johnson employs to confuse teams with superior athletes.
I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect for what they've been able to do and the points they've scored and the games they've won. Honestly, even in situations sometimes when they've been outmatched physically, schematically, they play better than the people they play.
Anderson says his offense will feel a lot of pressure to keep the chains moving in Atlanta on Saturday, especially since the Jackets are famous for grinding out long, time-consuming drives that have opposing teams scratching their heads wondering where the game went to in the fourth quarter.
You feel like if you're not finishing drives, you're not sustaining drives and moving the ball, that regardless of the offense you play, you're not giving yourself a chance to win. But you do take notice that they're going to run the clock, they're going to run the ball, and it's going to be a very short game. If you're not careful, you'll look up and UL not have had enough drives and enough opportunities. So it's definitely in the back of your mind when you're calling play.
The running game for the Tar Heels has left more to be desired thus far this season. Anderson says he hopes that one back will eventually emerge as the dominant rusher, but for now he says it will be a committee effort.
I would love for him to, and if one of them does, that'd be great. If not, we'll continue to play by committee. But we're always looking for a guy to emerge, and there's really any of the three would be great. If it happens, we'll all be fired up. But if not, we'll just continue to do what we're doing and be really balanced and move the ball the way we got to.
Senior offensive tackle James Hurst says he admits that the offensive line is not quite where they need to be at this stage of 2013, but he says a lot of that has to do with the extreme youth of the unit.
We're not there. I mean, it's tough to say, you know, the total potential that you have. Caleb Peterson and John Heck and, you know, even Landon Turner, they're really young. So you don't really know what kind of potential you have until you get those guys confident and those guys playing well and, you know, make sure everyone's getting their assignments. But, you know, once we get that, hopefully this week, then we'll be able to see, you know, where can we go from here and, you know, what kind of ceiling we have.
Hurst says the conference opener will go a long way to deciding who will play for the ACC championship come December. In effect, Hurst says this game is a must-win.
It's a conference game. You know, our goal is to win the Coastal Division. They're in the Coastal Division. So, you know, no matter who you play in the Coastal Division or where you play them, you want to win. And, you know, you really want to keep your fate in your own hands as far as, you know, tiebreakers and all that stuff. So if you win them all, you don't have to worry about that. So this is our first one, and we got to win it.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Our coverage of Saturday's Carolina-Georgia Tech game will start at 9 a.m. with Countdown to Kickoff, presented by UNC Healthcare, followed by The Good Sports with Art C. and Bob Lee. All-day coverage on the Tar Heel Network, and even post-game coverage right here on WCHL after the network has done its job. Again, kickoff time is 12 noon. Down in Atlanta, Carolina versus Georgia Tech. It is 7:25 at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ryan Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Clemson and NC State will show their true colors tonight. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Whether you believe Clemson should have lost to Georgia and doesn't deserve its number three ranking, or if you believe NC State is the worst 2-0 team in the country, one of you will be proven right tonight at Carter-Finley Stadium. The nationally televised game, on paper, is one of the biggest ACC mismatches in years involving a team not named Duke. The Tigers are favored by 20 points over the Wolfpack, which was lucky to beat Richmond last week at home. So Clemson, with Glamour Puss quarterback Taj Boyd and star wide receiver Sammy Watkins, should easily roll over a pack that is down in personnel and playing its first season under new coach Dave Doran. State lost its starting quarterback in the first half of the opener against Louisiana Tech, and frankly has a bunch of no-names at pretty much every position. Of course, the last time these two teams met in Raleigh, 2 years ago, the then seventh-ranked Tigers stopped playing at halftime and lost 37-13. That should be a lesson to Clemson, which has national championship aspirations, despite losing its second-leading receiver, Chiron Peaks, to a knee injury in practice. Dabo Swinney's team has far better talent and is deeper on both sides of the ball, so if Clemson is as good as we think, the score will be something like 37-13 in its favor this time. For those of us who believe the Pack is far from back under Doran, tonight is their chance to prove us wrong. Since there is no excuse or reason for the Tigers not to come out flashing their fangs, State will have to be much better than they've looked the first two games to stay in it by halftime. So if the red and white give the orange and black a game, then all of our figuring goes out the window. Because for Clemson to lose at State, the Tigers cannot possibly be as good as we think they are. And if State springs an upset or even hangs in a close game, then the Pack is on track to show it can build a solid program under Doran. Personally, I hope they both lose, but my guess is Clemson proves it's pretty darn good, while the Wolfpack confirms it ain't worth a damn. This is our chance, dude. See ya.
Carolina Performing Arts presents world-renowned jazz giant Wynton Marsalis as he leads the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra on October 3rd and 4th at UNC's Memorial Hall. Don't miss this riveting, high-spirited odyssey through rousing jazz tunes and stirring gospel music as Marsalis is joined on stage by Chorale Les Chateaux, a 70-voice gospel choir. For tickets and more information, visit carolinaperformingarts.org or call 843-3333.
Carolina Performing Arts. The world comes here.
Tar Heel fans, this is Brian Pott with Landscape Logic. Just a friendly reminder, fall seeding is around the corner. Having a nice lawn is not a product of good luck. It's an absolute science. At Landscape Logic, we are qualified and committed to giving you the direction and care you need to be successful and protect your economic and aesthetic investment. Ask about our aftercare programs, weekly maintenance programs, and references in your neighborhood. Visit us online at LandscapeLogicNC.com. Landscape Logic is a logical choice for all your landscape needs.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Today's your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Scout and Molly's Boutique. It's half off. $50 of contemporary designer fashion available until midnight for $25. At Scout & Molly's, they believe that shopping for designer clothes should be as fun as wearing them. A visit to Scout & Molly's is like shopping for clothes in your best friend's closet. And you can buy an extra voucher as a gift, one for you and one for a friend. It's half off from Scout & Molly's. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7:30 and time now to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner at Carmel Mall in Carborough. It is 57 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit chilly, but not quite as cool as yesterday morning. Partly sunny today. High this afternoon around 80 degrees. So that all makes for a really nice day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s. Just a little bit breezy after midnight. On Friday, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low down around 60. 50-50 chance of rain coming on Saturday and Saturday night.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
All right, UN inspectors confirmed that sarin gas was used in Syria last month, and many experts conclude that the regime used it. But President Bashar Assad denies that in an interview with Fox. He also says Syria is meeting an international deadline to disclose his country's chemical weapons arsenal.
He didn't say that we are joining partially that agreement or that organization. We joined fully. We send the letter, we send the documents, and you are committed to the full requirements of this agreement.
Former Defense Secretaries Robert Gates and Leon Panetta say they would not have gone to Congress asking for authorization to use force against Syria. Mike Lyons, retired Army major, a CBS military consultant.
Panetta says when the President of the United States draws a red line, the credibility of this country is dependent on him backing up his word. You hear him thinking that this is more about the power of the executive branch, the power of the president, and making sure that other countries recognize that when the president says something, he acts upon
it. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, and really cool this morning. This is WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. A woman died last night after being hit by a car near the intersection of Fordham Boulevard and South Estes Drive. Chapel Hill police say that Lisa Renee Baldwin, 41, of Chapel Hill, was walking when she was hit shortly before 8:30 p.m. Baldwin died at the scene of injuries related to the accident. WCHL will have more on the story as details become available. A source tells WCHL News that Dillard's is leaving University Mall. We also understand that the mall is in negotiations with a non-retail store to replace it. Currently, Dillard's is the only department store in Chapel Hill, providing a sizable source of sales tax. It's also one of the few places to buy clothing. There was a proposal to relocate the Chapel Hill Public Library there until town staff recalculated and found it would have been more costly than they originally thought. A University Mall spokeswoman denied the claim. General Manager Peter DeLeon has not returned our phone calls. Orange County Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass will not be running for re-election in 2014. Three candidates have already announced their intention to run for that position. Charles Blackwood, Larry Fawcett, and Andy Cagle say they will run for the Orange County Sheriff position. Larry Fawcett is 56 years old. He's a native of Orange County. He served with the Sheriff's Office for 30 years until he retired in 2009. His last rank was captain of investigation, and he oversaw the district school's resource officers. Fawcett says he wants to keep the people of a developing Orange County safe and maintain the community feeling with which he grew up.
Well, I feel that I want to keep the tradition going and keeping people safe. I want to keep the tradition going as being assured that you are here for the people, and I want to give something back to the people. Not that I hadn't given anything already, but I want to keep giving that back to Orange County and being part of this community, and I want to keep that family feeling, and I think this is what Orange County is all about.
Once again, that is Larry Fawcett. Andy Cagle is 46. He was born in Carter County, Tennessee, but he's been living in Orange County since 1985. Cagle owns a local business and used to travel in a music circuit where he says he was able to see different lifestyles and learn how to see from different angles. Bringing his new perspective, Cagle says he wants to be there for the people of Orange County and to reach out with a helping hand.
You know, I want to stand up to be there, like I said, to make sure, you know, this people's rights are protected, make sure this county, like I said, remains a safe place for the citizens and for the visitors, like I said, to come through this county.
That is Andy Cagle. Charles Blackwood is 53 years old. He's a native of Orange County. He retired as Major of Operations for the Orange County Sheriff's Department after 32 years of service. Blackwood worked directly under current Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass and has experience coordinating the different operations of the Sheriff's Office. Blackwood spent most of his time working with the Civil Process Unit, where he gained most of his expertise. Charles Blackwood says that as sheriff, he would challenge the current officers to work at their fullest potential.
I absolutely have some plans for change. The first thing I really want to key in on is that the agency is full of well-trained individuals who have yet to be challenged to their capabilities. And I want to change the culture of the agency from the inside, and I want to see the officers that are there working to their potential. I think they deserve it, and I know the county deserves it.
Charles Blackwood, all three potential candidates for sheriff are Democrats. Filing period for state midterm elections is February 10th through 28th. Your opportunity to listen in on and possibly weigh in on plans for development in the area of town deemed Central West returns tonight. The meeting is scheduled to involve integrating feedback and refining the plan, with a completed draft plan scheduled to go to the planning board October 1st. Some believe that time is running out if the committee is to listen to what the public has to say. Last week, an estimated 200 people showed up at the public information meeting in which they were able to see four proposed maps of the area. There was a separate group to set up outside with a fifth map they said should be included for consideration. Concerns with the first four maps include heavy traffic and an unsafe condition of the school zones due to the traffic. Central West co-chair Amy Ryan has reportedly agreed to put the alternate plan on the agenda for tonight. We expect a lot of people to be there. It is a controversial topic. The meeting is scheduled for 6 until 9 p.m. Members of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board will meet tonight to discuss how to improve aging school facilities. Many schools in the area are more than 40 years old. Others are at full capacity, requiring multiple mobile classrooms on the site to accommodate all the students. A study of 10 of the district's oldest schools show most need a full overhaul of the lighting, heating, and air conditioning systems. Board members will receive a report on conditions all over the district and discuss how to plan and fund repairs. The board will also hear a presentation on the state's new Read to Achieve program that goes into effect this year. School board meets tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center on South Merritt Mill Road. North Carolina's motor fuels tax is about to fall, but the change amounts to a drop in the bucket. You won't really notice it. The tax for gasoline, diesel, and alternative fuels will decrease from 37.6 cents to 37.5 cents per gallon for the period from October 1st through December 31st. A statement from the North Carolina Department of Revenue said the tax rate is computed using a flat rate of 17.5 cents per gallon and a variable wholesale component, either 3.5 cents or 7% of the average wholesale price of motor fuel during the preceding 6 months, whichever is greater. North Carolina lawmakers passed a measure which went into effect in July and caps a motor fuel's tax rate at 37.5 cents per gallon, effective October 1st. And in news around town this morning, the Orange County Cooperative Extension Service will host a workshop for small poultry flock owners next Monday. Speakers at the workshop will discuss topics such as housing, pest management, parasite control, and forages. The workshop to be held at Swarthmore Cates Family Farm, 4870 Mebane Rogers Road in Mebane. The workshop will cost $5 for adults. It's free for children 12 or younger. Registration begins at 6 p.m. and the program actually starts at 6:30. If you'd like more information about this event or to pre-register, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:39. Coming up, we're going to talk with Rachel Nash about what's happening at chapelboro.com. We also have today's commentary in a way from Lawrence Sanders. This is, all parents need to step up as far as their children's education is concerned. Unfortunately, some won't and some can't. And that's on the way. All the usual stuff this half hour on WCHL. We'll take a close look at your traffic and weather together. We have Freddie Cogger trivia quiz last hour, but this hour we'll have the word of the day, clean joke of the day. And today's WCHL hometown hero is Ellis Spencer, who was Orange County Deputy Clerk of Court. She's our hero. We will tell you why in just a few minutes.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald LeMoyne, General Manager of Reformat Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. The Internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow! I know with complete certainty that you'll have the best experience ever at Performance Chevrolet in Chapel Hill. I know without a doubt that our prices are outstanding. Why would you want to buy your Chevrolet anywhere else? You can lease a 2013 Chevrolet Volt for $269 per month, and the performance promise is included. Wow!
C3132, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $23.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $39,995 and selling price of $38,995. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery by 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceChevyChapelHill.com. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value. Always. Performance Chevrolet is a Hendrick team member.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know your home-based business may not be covered by your homeowner's insurance? Many people have started a home-based business, but there's strict guidelines between homeowners and business insurance policies. Business pursuits within the home or conducted in a detached structure are excluded from the standard homeowner's policy. Don't assume your home-based business is covered for property liability. Call Hyam Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Fall is here, and that means back to school, back to cool weather, and back to the old routine.
Yeah, but who needs it?
Spice up your home this fall with the redesign project from Best Tile. Our designers are ready to guide you through the process from start to finish so you can make your remodeling dream a reality. At Best Tile, we can't change the seasons, but we can change your home. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or online at besttile.com.
This is it. It's football time. That means there's only one place to get every bit of Carolina and college football stats, commentary, photos, sideline news, and much, much more. Is Chapelboro's Huddle Up with the Heels section.
Shotgun snap to Renner and drops straight back. Plenty of time, goes to the end zone. Ebron catches it for six. What a play by the Tar Heel tight end.
And it's jam-packed with everything you'll need to know this season, plus extras you weren't even expecting. So don't get blindsided. Check out chapelboro.com/huddle up all season long.
742 at WCHL, 57 degrees. A little chilly this morning. I don't know about you, but I've been participating in this Chapelboro football pick'em contest, and I didn't do so well last week. I got 5 out of 10. Rachel Nash is here, and Rachel's doing pretty well.
I'm doing okay. Could be better. But I always pick the Heels, so I feel like that hurts me. Against South Carolina, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
But, hey, we got to go with the Heels.
Are you picking them against Georgia Tech?
Heck yeah.
Good for you. Me too.
I just wouldn't. I'd feel like I was being disloyal. I don't know. Sports fans may criticize that, but...
Yeah.
Just got to go with the Heels.
Well, you can participate in this, and you can do it on a week-by-week basis. You don't have to do it for the entire season. You can join me and Rachel and Art Chansky and Rand Northam and Aaron Keck.
And Aaron Keck has been doing phenomenally.
He's been blowing it up. You can play the College Football Pick'em Contest on chapelboro.com, and all the details are there. One of the features is we ask you to pick a final score. Now, last year, the final score... I don't even want to say this. I'll say it quietly. Georgia Tech defeated Carolina 68-50.
Oh, gosh. That was a rough game.
Rare occasion when you score 50 points and don't win. I mean, that's amazing. But at any rate, you can pick the score this year. If you think you can, well, then go there and...
Go for it. Yeah, try and beat us.
Exactly. Visit chapelboro.com/huddle up to play. And Rachel is here to tell you what else is happening at chapelboro.com.
Well, Jordan Rogers has a new piece up on Tobacco Road Sports Cafe and executive chef Patrick Crowden. Mm-hmm. He says Crowden is really doing some cool stuff in local farm to form. He gets pita bread from Med Deli right there on Franklin Street. We're not on Franklin Street. Egg rolls from a noodle company in Charlotte. Ice cream from Lumpy's in Wake Forest. And ice cream and dairy from Maple View Farms in Hillsboro. They're actually celebrating their 50th anniversary on Sunday, so that's pretty cool. And also check out a new photo gallery up from Townsend Bertram and Company 25th anniversary party.
Townsend Bertram and Company.
Yeah, there you go. And today is the last day for shortlist voting. Best place for a game day festivities. You can check it out. And remember, you'll get the heads up on updates in Tuesday, Thursday's newsletters, so be sure to sign up for that.
Key is, we want to hear from you. We want you to be a part of the process.
Yep, we want to hear your feedback.
You can see all our news stories there, all our interviews, and a whole lot of other stuff there on chapelboro.com, WCHL's website, and there is an app for that.
There is.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you again in just a few minutes and get a look at morning traffic.
Sounds great.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Lawrence Sanders. As a parent of two boys in the Orange County School System, I see firsthand what a difference our involvement makes in their performance. We make an effort to create partnerships between us, the teachers, and our kids. All parents need to step it up. Unfortunately, we are faced with the reality that not all parents are going to step it up. Sadly, there are some capable parents that choose not to step it up. There is no excuse for that, and they should be ashamed of themselves. So I'd like to say that all parents that can step it up should step it up. But there are also parents that cannot step it up. They are either incapable of doing so, or they simply don't know how to step it up. As a parent representative of the Orange County Schools Raising Achievement and Closing the Gap Committee, I am aware of the efforts that are made to reach out to some of these parents and provide them with the tools and information to help their children. And small gains are being made each year. But how do we handle the current situation? We have kids that are suffering academically and socially as a result of no or low parental involvement. They have no control over the situation and deserve a shot at leading a normal, productive life. Without our help, some of these kids will miss out on the opportunity to reach their full potential. So what can we do? Every parent that can should find at least one day each school year where he or she volunteers at least 1 hour of their time at their child's school. Not only will that inspire your child, but it benefits their classmates as well, and it is a big help to the teachers who these days have more students and less teachers' assistants. And all of us as residents of Orange County can volunteer and or support the programs in our community that are currently working to fill that void. There are several to choose from. Think of the impact that that will have on the lives of these kids and the communities for years to come. This is Lawrence Sanders.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Why do you buy what you buy, and how do you decide where to buy it? I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. The Internet has changed the shopping experience forever. By the time you walk in our door, you know what you want to do and how you want to do it. You're in control. We have no secrets. Anything you want to know, we'll tell you. From the moment of first contact, you'll experience how we're different. Wow. Why would you buy a Subaru anywhere else? Subaru start at $199 per month in September, such as the 2013 Subaru Legacy 2.5i. And we have financing as low as 0% for up to 48 months. We look forward to seeing you soon, and I personally guarantee you'll say wow.
Stock number D3318, DAD01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year, $2,450 due at signing, excludes $650 lease cash, and excludes tax tag and $549 dock fee, zero security deposit, financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 9/30/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com. The wow is our promise. Best people, best service, best value, always. Performance Subaru is a Hendrick team member.
Life is full of reasons to celebrate. Graduation, retirements, baby showers, anniversaries, weddings. Oh, the list goes on and on. For all these wonderful occasions, there are parties with dancing, laughing, sharing, and eating. The Chapel Hill Restaurant Group now offers catering services for any and all special occasions. For more information about catering services offered by the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, call 941-1630. That's 941-1630.
Are you tired of spending money on your lawn over and over without getting the results you were promised? Let the pros at Landscape Logic give you the direction and care needed to protect your economic and aesthetic investments. Our commitment to quality and personal service is second to none. Check our references in your neighborhood, Angie's List, and the Better Business Bureau. For a free estimate or to get on our schedule, please call Yvonne at our office at 919-419-1926 or email us at landscapelogicnc@gmail.com.
Time again for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room, also the home of Mike Benson, which makes it eclectic enough. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. Looks like there's a little slow up on South Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill, so just watch out for that. But otherwise, no other accidents to report at this time on NC-54, I-40, or the Durham Freeway. But if you do see anything throughout your morning commute or the rest of the day, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
Well, thanks for the invitation, and appreciate your filling in this morning for Rand.
No problem.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town. And you know why? They're made with 100% filtered water. They're served at 34 degrees, and that means that great chewy ice doesn't melt. It's guaranteed to taste great, and they're only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. 57 degrees in Chapel Hill, 56 in Carborough. A little chilly this morning, but not as chilly as yesterday. Partly sunny, high today about 80. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. 50-50 chance of rain all day Saturday with a high in the low 80s. And then on Saturday night, we'll still have a 50-50 chance of rain. And on Sunday, possibly a rainy day as well, with the chance of rain at 40%. So that doesn't look necessarily good. 7:50 at WCHL, and Wayne Pond joins us now. A couple of days away. We're all happy to have Wayne back. How you doing this morning, big guy?
Hey, big guy. How are you?
Not bad. Just waiting to hear what knowledge you bestow on the rest of us.
You are so full of it. All right, here we go. Ron, you've heard of the term ungainly, you know.
Sure.
Remember when you used to moderate the disc jockey fashion shows?
Uh-huh.
And you would say, oh, here comes the real Don Steele, and he just looks ungainly. Remember that?
Yeah, and I also remember remarking on the incredible fashion sense of Dr. Wayne Pond, but that's another story.
All right, well, we're going to take the opposite tack. The word of the day, therefore, is gainly. G-A-I-N-L-Y. G-A-I-N-L-Y. Gainly. All right, so if you figured out ungainly, tell me the definition of the word gainly.
Gainly means that it's suave and sophisticated.
I just love to put you on the spot.
Thank you.
It's a very large spot, I should add, but it's a spot nonetheless. Yes, it is. Graceful. Dexterous. Did you say suave? Well,
yes.
That'll work, too. That'll work, too.
Yes, I did.
All right, pal, there's your word of the day, G-A-I-N-L-Y, gainly. Mm-hmm. It is an adjective, graceful, dexterous, or if you prefer, suave.
Hey, Wayne, nobody would ever accuse you of being gainly.
Hey, listen, you and I are going to have a private conversation.
All right.
I'll talk to you in the morning. Be a good boy.
Okay, my friend, have a great day. Dr. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it and define it. You can do all that. If you're the first to do so, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
97.9 FM, WCHL. I'm Russ. That's Lawrence Stafford is here with a WCHL clean joke of the day.
Well, let's hope so.
By gosh.
Because today's joke's from Walter Holt.
Okay.
No, I pre-screened.
Do the best you can.
I pre-screened it. I'll do the best I can. I'll try to deliver it as punchy as I can.
Try to make lemonade out of lemons.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Try to make lemonade out of thumbtacks.
I'm kidding you, Walter. I'll meet you at the bear.
All right. Little Johnny is a precocious 8-year-old and was in the checkout line at the grocery store with his mother. Mm-hmm. The man in front of Little Johnny and his mother was, unfortunately, very overweight.
Okay.
To which little Johnny said to his mother, "Gee, Mom, look at that big fat man in front of us. He is as big as a garbage truck." Luckily, the man didn't hear what little Johnny said, but his mother scolded him and said, "Johnny, that's not a nice thing to say. That poor man probably can't help it. You shouldn't say unkind things like that. I hope he didn't hear you. But if he did, you must apologize and say you're sorry." Little Johnny said he would apologize anyway. But before little Johnny could even approach the man's beeper went off and loudly rang throughout the entire checkout area. Little Johnny exclaimed, "Look, Mom, he's backing up! He's backing up!"
Gosh.
Funny and unfortunate.
Yeah, really.
Right.
Out of mouths of babes.
I know. Makes me miss that show with Bill Cosby. Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Yeah.
I used to love that show.
And it was really good.
So,
and before that, Art Linkletter.
Oh,
you
well,
don't even you don't even know who that
no,
is.
No, I don't. My apologies.
Oh, well, I apologize for being of a different generation. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Ella Spencer is today's WCHL hometown hero. She's Deputy Clerk of Court for Orange County. Here's Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman.
Everybody in the courthouse would say that the great thing about Ella is if you need help with something, she's going to help you with it. And she's not going to throw up her hands and say, "That's not my job," or anything like that. That's not the way she operates. She's the one who steps up and does it. The reason that I believe she's deserving of the hometown hero is that she does it in such a quiet, unassuming way. You know, the rest of the people in the courthouse, lawyers and judges and law enforcement officers, typically when they do things well, it almost by definition gets attention. The thing about her job is when she is doing her job well, which is all the time, it goes almost completely unnoticed. She day to day is helping move the justice system forward in a way that is just seamless and helpful at every turn, and she's just one of those people that an unsung hero of the courthouse.
And what kind of a person is Ella Spencer?
Very pleasant, very friendly and nice, but mainly what she does is she just does her job and doesn't really expect or ask for any kind of attention or fanfare for it. She just does her job really well every day.
Well, it sounds like Ella Spencer makes everybody else's life a lot better and a lot easier without calling attention to herself, and in some ways that's the definition of a WCHL hometown hero.
Absolutely. That that's the case. And there are certain things like, you know, we will forget to get a certain type of paperwork done or not get something done exactly the way it's supposed to be done. And don't get me wrong, her job as clerk is to make sure it's done correctly. But when we need help with that kind of thing, she helps get it done in a way that minimizes the burden on the rest of us. She helps make sure that it gets done correctly, but in a way that helps move it forward as opposed to slowing things down.
And Ella Spencer is the absolute best at what she does.
Her hard work and helpfulness to attention ratio is higher than anybody else I know. Because the role is kind of a quiet role, it's the kind of thing that doesn't get attention very much, and she deserves it because she's doing so much quietly to help make the process work. I mean, I've worked in the courts for 8 years now, and there are a lot of people who do great things. She really just struck me as someone who just that pure, unassuming, does her job, helps the rest of us do our job better, and doesn't really ask for any kind of attention for it. And I'd like for her to get this kind of recognition. I think she deserves it.
Our thanks to the Assistant DA, Jeff Neiman, for the recommendation, and congratulations, Ella Spencer, Deputy Clerk of Court for Orange County. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
A not-to-be-missed musical experience. Here, live, in concert, the epic power and timeless message of humanity and brotherhood. When Grant Llewellyn and the North Carolina Symphony perform Beethoven's Ninth. Grant Llewellyn leads the North Carolina Symphony, master chorale, and soloists in Beethoven's inspiring and monumental Ode to Joy, the Ninth Symphony. Beethoven tickets start at $18. Order yours at Ticketmaster.com or call 919-733-2750 now. September 19th, 20th, and 21st at Mimandi Concert Hall, and the 22nd in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall. Beethoven's Ninth with the North Carolina Symphony.
Best seats available tonight.
This is Kevin Callahan of Acme in Carrboro. Food is certainly one reason our community is at the edge of the triangle. From farmers markets to fried chicken to filet mignon, Orange County has it all. You can dig into delicious meals from around the world, around the clock, from Taste of the South and South of the Border. You can even find plenty of places to sharpen your own culinary skill at one of our award-winning cooking schools. And then you can wash it all down with a cold beer or cocktail from a local brewery or distillery. Not bad, huh?
Explore. Taste. Tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Scout & Molly's Boutique. It's half off. $50 of contemporary designer fashion available until midnight for $25. At Scout & Molly's, they believe that shopping for designer clothes should be as fun as wearing them. A visit to Scout & Molly's is like shopping for clothes in your best friend's closet. And you can buy an extra voucher as a gift, one for you and one for a friend. It's half off from Scout & Molly's. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 56 degrees this morning, partly sunny, high today about 80. Really nice day on the way. Tonight partly cloudy with a low in the middle 50s, big chance of rain all weekend long. Our weather forecast brought to you by Glass Half Full, the optimistic, friendly restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun. Online, glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web.